game is brought to you in part by Dairy Queen. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food. Education first, serving Ohio Dominican and the education community in Ohio. Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine, giving every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. Ohio Dominican University, the search for truth happens here. Sodexo, quality of daily life solutions. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Big pumps, going for a deep ball over the middle, and that's intercepted by Justin Bell right at midfield. Justin Bell gets his first interception of the season, his fifth of his career.
From Toyota Stadium at Georgetown, Kentucky, on the campus of Georgetown College, where it's a great day to be a Panther, we welcome you to week number one of Ohio Dominican football with Matt Natale. This is Todd Bell, Charlie Danis, the newest addition of our broadcast team back at the studios. We'll keep you updated on GLIAC games in which there are four others going on in conference play tonight. We're ready to kick it off, and it's Josh Depp, a freshman from Springboro, Ohio, for Georgetown to kick it away. And he'll be kicking from our right to our left to Abe Johnson and Mark Nichols, who are standing with their toes on the goal line. The ball is in the air. It is a deep one into the end zone, and Abe Johnson, 5 yards deep, is going to bring it out. On the left hash marks, 15 to the 20 to the Panther sideline, 25, 30, and finally down at roughly the 32-yard line. That is where Ohio Dominican will take over for the first time in 2013. And Matt, led by a quarterback in Mark Miller. He is a junior quarterback out of Cincinnati Elder who really came on strong in the second half of last year.
Yeah, it's good to have him back under center this year, Todd. It's also good to be back into the booth with your partner. And Mark Miller, 25 touchdowns last year, 19 passing, 6 rushing. And they're really looking to him to really lead this team on offense once again.
And sophomore Brandon Schoen out of Olentangy Orange will line up as the single back out of the pistol formation on first down and 10. Panthers left to right. It's Brandon Schoen off the right side with a hole. 35 to the 40. Down the right sideline. There's a penalty marker down to the 30 of Georgetown. Puts the ball under his shoulder. Gets drug out of bounds at the 10-yard line. And a play of what would have been 48 yards, I think, is going to come back with an illegal block downfield. But we'll wait and see. Not too much unlike the first game for Brandon Schoen, which was week four last year against Grand Valley State. A long run early on, and boy, knock on wood, keep guys healthy. Hope to see a lot of Brandon Schoen doing things like that throughout this season.
Yeah, I know a lot of Panther fans are looking forward to seeing him come back out and hitting the field this year. Of course, wearing the new number this year, Todd, number 22. He was wearing 21 last year. But that will get called back. It's good to see that he's kind of wound up tight like a rubber band and blown right out of the gate.
All right, let's give you the offensive line, which there are three new starters this year. Michael Kelke, a sophomore out of Bishop Fenwick, is the starting center this year. Perrin Cunningham returns, a junior left guard out of Winton Woods in Cincinnati. Ben Cofer, new starting right guard, 6'6", 315 out of Valley View. Then the tackles are Jaron Howard, a junior out of Dublin Coffin, a transfer from Butler, will start at left tackle. And Jake Brandt will make start number 33 tonight at right tackle, a senior out of Bexley. It ends up being a 2-yard play for the Panthers as Mark Nichols will move into the backfield, and he'll move forward to the 35. And that's right back to the line of scrimmage. So that penalty, which was well beyond the first down marker, brings it back, and it ended up being a 1st and 8. It'll now be 2nd down and 8 for Ohio Dominican. The remainder of the skilled players, Nate Weeks, is going to be in motion an awful lot for the Panthers as that H-back slash tight end. He is the senior out of Marysville. The wide receivers are sophomore Ronald McLeod, sophomore Abe Johnson, and sophomore Dez Stewart. 2nd down and 8 yards to go, and Miller to pass. He will throw out here to the near side. Nate Weeks will make the catch and be driven to the ground immediately by Chaz Morton, senior cornerback. Safe pass out to Nate Weeks, but good coverage by Morton in this Georgetown defense.
Yeah, Todd, just getting back to some of these players that are coming back from last year, like Abe Johnson, Dez Stewart, Jake Brand up on the line, Nate Weeks, Mark Miller. That brings a lot of experience back to this team on offense. A team that went 8-3 last year, I think they're going to have to bring along those younger guys up on the line, especially because they like to run the ball so much, as we saw last year.
All right, 3rd down and 7 now for ODU. They have to get to the 43-yard line in the all-white look with the flat black headgear and the yellow D-paw on the side. Nichols behind Mark Miller here, as again they will set up in the pistol. Wide outs to either side, and Miller will look to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Now he'll run forward to the 40. Now throws late, which was beyond the line of scrimmage, and an incomplete pass for Weeks. And there's a penalty marker back in the area of holding. So the officials are going to have to take some time to sort this one out.
despite that first play, even though there was a penalty on it. We had the long run by Brandon Schoen. A couple miscues here that could be with some first game jitters. You know, these guys had to sit around last Saturday watching all the D1 teams play, and I know they've been chomping at the bit. They had to wait an extra 4 days to get out here on the field, and I would imagine these nerves are going to settle down a little bit after they get a series or two under their belt.
And the Panthers had that holding penalty, which was declined. Never did throw anything for the forward pass downfield by Miller. He was way beyond the line of scrimmage when he threw that. And the pass was incomplete, so the Panthers will punt, and it'll be Michael Snyder to kick the football away here for ODU. Standing back at his own 20, sophomore out of Clayton Northmont, averaged 37 yards per kick. He will send a high spiraling ball into the air that is going to be received by Zach Souter back at his own 20, hit immediately by three or four Panthers, still fought forward, got back to where he caught it at the 20-yard line, and that is where this very potent Georgetown offense will take over. We say that, why? Because a year ago, Matt averaged nearly 500 yards a game. They scored 57 touchdowns and averaged almost a half a hundred points per game. They graduated quite a few of their players, and it appears they'll be without their top receiver tonight, but this is an offense that can get the ball down the field.
And it all comes down to their junior quarterback, Neil Pawsatt. 3,200 yards passing, accounted for 31 touchdowns last year, 28 of those through the air. He's going to be the one to watch for them tonight.
Jesse Morrow will go in motion. Souter will open up as a single back, and Pawsatt scrambling on first down, rolling to his right, pressured by Smith, hit, then thrown out of bounds on the play. Pawsatt, boy, immediately pressured by Ohio Dominican. Going to correct that, DeAndre Harrison, sophomore from Centennial High School in Columbus, with the quick pressure. This defensive front, the tackles are new. The defensive ends are relatively new outside of Harrison, but boy, they've got some talent up front right now.
And another thing to consider, Todd, is we saw Harrison have a little bit of a hard time trying to bring Pawsatt down.
Mm-hmm.
That's because he's 6'3", 230 pounds. So he's built more like a middle linebacker than a quarterback out there.
Completed 60% of his passes last year. We'll hand off to Souter on second down. He'll move up into the front of the defensive line for ODU and out to the 23-yard line. Souter, a junior, 356 yards rushing a year ago and 7 touchdowns. He's their leading returner on the ground from a team that last year went undefeated in the regular season, was the number one ranked team at the NAIA level going into the playoffs, and lost a heartbreaker at home in their first playoff game, 45-44. Third down and 7. The Tigers of Georgetown need to get to the 30, moving from our right to our left. Opening possession for Georgetown. And Pawsatt out of the shotgun. Panthers rush 4. Pawsatt shuffles to his right, will look to run, has some room, and gets past Warren Shields and dives forward for a first down. Cody Culbertson comes up and makes the tackle out of Bishop Reedy for the Panthers, but not before Pawsatt, a little elusive on that play, picks up a first down.
Yeah, despite being such a big quarterback, looks like he's got a little mobility there. The offense was able to spread out the defense and stretch it to give him some room to run and scramble for the first down. First down of the game. First down of this season for the Tigers.
On that offensive line for Georgetown, they do have 4 seniors on their line and then a sophomore on the right tackle, some experience coming back at that position. On first down and 10, they will send Ragland in motion to the far side, and we've got whistles stopping this play, and it'll be an infraction here against Georgetown. The defense for Ohio Dominican under new head defensive coordinator Kelly Cummings. Luke Carruthers, a redshirt freshman out of Pickerington North, is a tackle, along with Paul Wesselhoff, a redshirt freshman out of Logan. The tackles, or the defensive ends, I should say, DeAndre Harrison, sophomore to Centennial, and Sidney Omame, a sophomore to Westerville North. Going to be fun to watch him at 6'4", 255, flying around. The linebackers in the middle, Warren Shields, sophomore out of North Union, had a big year in a backup role last year. Nico Tanksley out of Walnut Ridge, out of the linebacker, and Dominic Clegg at a star position, a senior out of Watterson. We'll give you the secondary after this 1st and 15 play for Georgetown after the 5-yard false start penalty. Ragland will make it 3 receivers to the near side as he comes in motion. They throw, and it's going to be caught, and Warren Shields makes an immediate tackle of the receiver, Jesse Morrill, a senior who had 7 out of 10 catches a year ago, and a nice little safe play. We'll pick him up 6 on the play. The secondary, really the strength, Matt. Billy Aikens on a corner, a sophomore to pick central. Daytwan Harris out of Glenville, a sophomore on the other side. And then the safeties, Brad McCurdy, sophomore to Watterson, and then a preseason All-American, Justin Bell, at safety back there. That's a pretty good unit in the secondary.
Yeah, and they're going to really need it, and they're going to really need to bring that defensive line along early in the season here. We lose a lot of talent off there. These guys are talented, but they're lacking that experience that they need up front.
On the second down and nine play, they'll hand it off to Morrill this time, and he's going to be bounced around after picking up a couple of on the play. So Jesse Morrill lined up in a slot. This time lines up in the backfield. He'll gain about two, and they will have third down and seven coming up. Well, Georgetown. This is a Georgetown team that, of course, if you're 10-0, you do a lot of things very well. They were 49% on third down a year ago, so not too shabby. They're able to move those sticks on third down plays.
And they're great at home, too. They've got a 14-game home regular season win streak and 27-game regular season win streak overall. So they're kind of tough to beat here at home, Toyota Stadium.
Third down play, they need the 43 for a first down. And pops that out of the shotgun, looking to his left, throws to his left. It's going to be caught in a first down and out the midfield. Making the reception on the play is Ben Pattenaud. Pattenaud with the catch. He is a sophomore, making his first catch of the Tiger. And again, they will move the chains out to the 49-yard line.
Yeah, and we're seeing the Tigers toss the ball around a little bit, which is, I would think, play into Ohio Dominican's advantage with the talent and everything that we got in the secondary and the experience we got at the linebacker position. Yeah, you mentioned Justin Bell earlier, the only captain here on defense, 7 interceptions last year, but kind of thrown away from him early on. So we'll have to see if they adjust their game plan.
Little draw here as Souter will get the carry and a nice little gain as you had that fake pass by Ponset and then hand it off to Zach Souter as he came running straight up the middle. Right now the offense of Georgetown, a couple of first downs, and they have moved it into Ohio Dominican territory here on this opening possession of the game. Panthers coming off an 8-3 season a year ago, won their last 5 after a home loss to Ashland, the eventual GLIAC champion, and went on to the postseason. Second down and 6 now for Georgetown, right in front of us, going right to left. And Ponset in under center, now will drop back. Deep ball downfield, and this is going to be overthrown and incompletion as Pattenaud on a diving attempt came up empty. And it'll bring up third down and 6 now for the Tigers.
You know, Todd, this is going to be a big play here for Ohio Dominican on third down. The defense has been out there for a little while. Mm-hmm. You and I were both down on the field before the game, and while it wasn't blazing hot like our opener last year against Lynchburg, where it felt like the Amazon, it's still hot down there. It was a sunny, clear day. It's all that heat's radiating off that turf. This is the first time the defense has been playing at game speed, and they really need to make a stop here so that defense can catch their breath.
Third down play. Ponset, they come back a little screen to Souter. He's got some room and a first down again as he gets over the Panther 40 down to the 39-yard line. And they'll move the chains. Luke Carruthers made the tackle. Good misdirection there as they threw back on a little screen to Souter.
Also got a nice block there in the open field on that screen to kind of bust him loose to get that first down. And, you know, as I was just talking about, that was a big play for the Ohio Dominican defense. They really could have used a stop there to give that defense a breather.
82 degrees, our kickoff temperature. There is a little bit of a breeze blowing down on the field. First down for Georgetown at the ODU 39. Souter straight up the middle on a little trap, and he'll be hit and brought down at the 34-yard line. Teaming up was both linebackers Warren Shields and Nico Tanksley on the play. Head coach for Georgetown is Bill Cronin in his 18th season guiding the Tigers, and not too shabby a winning percentage, Matt. 81% of the time, he's coming away with a win.
Yeah, I mean, we heard about Coach Conley talk about it in the pregame, about the success this program has had. 3 NAIA national championships, 2-time runners-up, so they know what they're doing down here, enough to where the Bengals used to have their preseason camp down here.
Souter on a handoff, short gain this time, as the Panthers gang tackle right up the middle. Paul Wesselhoff in there to make the tackle. Justin Bell out of safety position and support on the play. And here we go, and Matt, another third down play for Georgetown. They've converted on the last two. It'll be third down and about 5 yards to go here for the Tigers.
Yeah, another big third down opportunity. If we can hold them to a field goal here, I think that we can take that as a small victory for the defense. It'd be a long field goal, but we saw both their kickers before the game, and they could probably hit it from here, but big play.
To bring a man in motion to the near side, fake it to him. Ponset will look to throw over the middle, and that is incomplete, in and out of the receiver's hands. And this will bring up fourth down. And that ended up being intended for Bobby Chan-Chan, a freshman on his first attempt. Would have been a first down and maybe a touchdown if he hangs onto that football. It'll be fourth down. They'll go for it.
I think the defense can thank the the evening shadows there on that one, Todd. He was kind of crossing the field. We got the long shadows, and I think the receiver cut right across out of the shadows into the sun. He might have got some sun in his eyes. That's why he hit him right in the chest, and he dropped it.
Logan Crockett to the right. Two receivers to the near side on the first fourth down of the season. Possett takes the snap. Panthers are blitzing. He's got some time. Now he's hit. He goes down. There's also a penalty marker down back in the area where the quarterback was hit. You have to guess it's a holding penalty. We'll wait and let him sort it out for sure. DeAndre Harrison again with the pressure. It is a holding penalty that will be declined, and the Panthers get a stop. And Coach Cummings, in his first fourth down as a defensive coordinator, he brought the house that time.
He brought the house, brought down the quarterback, and put them out of field goal range. And I would say that's a win for the Ohio Dominican defense, especially after being out there on the field for so long, their first defensive series of the season out on that hot turf. And probably over on the sidelines drinking some Gatorade right now.
All right, so a turnover on downs, and the Panthers will get the football at the 45-yard line. They'll go to an empty backfield, four wide receivers, and Miller, a quarterback draw, 45-50 to Georgetown's 46-yard line. Quick gain of 9 for Mark Miller. Last year, 58 carries, 4 yards per carry, and did have 6 rushing touchdowns on the season. Nice little play on first down for offensive coordinator Todd Goebel, who really had this offense clicking at the end of last year.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about Miller is he's great through the air, but if you need him to get something done with his legs, he can also do that too with 247 yards rushing last year.
Out of the pistol, it's Brandon Schoen, and he's hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped about a yard deep. So Brandon Schoen, a rare tackle for loss. And that was Nick Scyther who made the tackle that time, missed assignment up front, and that's really a key area this year, Matt. The offensive line, there was no question marks about it last year. This year, 3 new starters up front, so it'll take them a little while to kind of gel together.
Yeah, and they ran that play off the right side, which is 2 sophomores. And they lack a little bit of experience, and Brandon Schoen's going to need that if he's going to have a repeat of last year.
Third and short, Miller to throw, open receiver, and it's caught over on the far sideline. That is Dez Stewart, and they say it's incomplete. He juggled it and didn't hang on. So the pass well underthrown by Miller, who was being pressured, and Stewart unable to hang on, and it's fourth down near midfield.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was a busted player, if it was from the pressure. Dez Stewart was wide open. It looked like just a rush pass. He was trying to bail out on that play. And from up here, he looked like he caught it, but we're not down there on the field.
So Michael Snyder coming back out the punt. First one was 43 yards. And Zach Souter is back around his 10-yard line. A year ago, Snyder only had 1 touchback on the year. Plenty of time, sends it into the air, tried to kick the nose of the football, a short one that bounces at the 26, comes backwards, and finally down by Brad McCurdy at the 32-yard line. So only a 16-yard punt for Snyder, and Georgetown will take over, first down and 10, and the Panthers without a first down in spite of, boy, that very first play from scrimmage. They carried it all the way inside the 10, but a penalty brought it back. Tigers defense has been staunch since. And Georgetown will take over at their own 32-yard line, first down and 10.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing about that last offensive series, Todd, is the not getting the first down, the defense didn't get the rest that they could have probably used early on. They were out on the field a long time there during that first series. They rose to the challenge. They did pretty well, but they really didn't get too much of a break there.
So first down and 10, Ragland comes in motion to the near side, and Possett will look to throw, going to be hit from behind, ball comes out, but right into a running back's hand, who then is drug out of bounds. Boy, DeAndre Harrison hit Possett from the blind side, and they were very fortunate that the ball just went floating right into the air to Zach Souter, who ended up picking up, well, may have got back to the line of scrimmage on the play.
Yeah, when they say that sometimes the ball has to bounce your way, that's what they're talking about. Hit him from the blind side, ball popped right out into the running back's hands, and, you know, that's just the way the ball bounces, so to speak.
So it'll bring up second down and 10. Harrison having a big first quarter already as Possett again will look to throw near side. Good catch by Ragland at the 35, being chased out of bounds at the 39-yard line. The Dominic Clegg had the initial coverage, and he's maybe going to come off the field. And also Dayton Harris out there making that tackle. Clegg will come off, and Austin Osborne will race on here for ODU. Osborne, a sophomore out of Jackson High School down on the river. Yeah. Clegg kind of holding his arm a little bit.
Yeah, it looked like Clegg either a shoulder or arm injury. He was kind of running it off, holding his arm kind of limp. Hopefully he's all right. He's going to be a big part of this defense. I know the staff is looking for a lot out of him this season.
Third down play here for Georgetown. They need 2 yards. And they turn and give. Morrow coming in motion. He'll take the handoff. McCurdy's going to hit him right at the line of scrimmage, but he'll have enough for the first down. He ended up picking up 4 on the play. So Jesse Morrow coming from that wingback spot in motion, takes the handoff and gives them another first down.
You know, this Georgetown team, from what we've seen so far on offense, they're pretty quick moving. I don't want to say they're hurry up, but it's almost like they've had their first couple series scripted. Like they know what plays they're going to run. They also have some good deception type of plays. On these handoffs, the quarterback is faking throws, and they're doing little inside traps and dives, and, you know, the defense is catching up with it, but not quite enough.
And here's a little throw and a catch on a short play that time, and the catch is going to be made by Desmond Maxwell. They don't list the tight end, and they're starting too deep. And this time Maxwell checks into the lineup. Good size for him at 6'3", 242, and a sophomore. Only picked up a half a yard on the play. And bring up second down and 9 for this Georgetown offense. Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, and we remain scoreless. Second offensive possession of the game for the Tigers. Moving right to left in an all-black look. Orange headgear with that black paw on the side. They send a man in motion to the far sideline and looking to throw again. Possett over the middle, and it's going to be caught right at the first down marker. Warren Shields will make the tackle. That's going to be another first down for Georgetown. And that's Logan Crockett, sophomore out of Tecumseh High School in Dayton, making the catch.
Now, Possett's really on the mark so far tonight, Todd. There was the one drop there on the third down on the last drive, and I think he might only have one other incompletion. And I'll tell you, so far I'm really impressed by Georgetown's wide receivers. They're really running really tight, crisp routes, and they're right on the money when the ball is delivered to them. And, you know, our defense is right on the spot, too, but he's completing all the passes.
Panthers may have jumped, and they did. Free play for Possett, who ducks under a one man, now throws deep down the middle, and it's going to be caught by Crockett. Big hit by Brad McCurdy. Crockett, I beg your pardon, Jesse Morrill, hung onto the football, and that's a big play down to the 17-yard line, and that play will stand because it was the Panthers that jumped offside.
Jesse Morrill.
Morrell a little slow to get up on that play. Kind of got crunched in between two Ohio Dominican defenders there.
That's the one thing we'll keep our eye on. The new targeting rules, the helmet rules as well. And hopefully there won't be an issue throughout the year. But big pass, big catch, first down and 10 for Georgetown at the ODU 18 with 2:50 to play in quarter number one. Man in motion coming back to the near side. Draw this time. The handoff up the middle and Souter. Not much room as Warren Shields will team up with Justin Bell and Martavius Lewis, a starter a year ago at linebacker. And coming in that two deep behind Nico Tanksley this year, junior out of Wellington, Florida, played well for the Panthers at linebacker a year ago. He'll check out Tanksley back in after a gain of 2 for Souter. It'll bring up second down and 8 here for the Tigers.
Yeah, Lewis had a couple nice games last year, 6'3", 230 pounds, had a couple interceptions, close to 5 tackles, 3 for a loss last year.
Hand off against Souter, and this time runs right into 3 Panthers. Tanksley, Shields in there on the tackle, and also getting up is Billy Aiken. And it's going to bring up third down here, and another big play for this Georgetown offense partner as they've got third down and 7 at the Panther 15 with 1:45 to play in our first quarter.
Kind of like deja vu all over again from that last drive. If they can hold them here, hold them to a field goal, another small victory.
They're a little deeper this time in the Panther territory. It's a 15. They'll go 3 receivers right, 1 to the left. They need the 8 for a first down. Possett out of the shotgun. Play fake. He'll look to throw over the middle, and it is caught by Morrill at the 2-yard line. Brad McCurdy there to make the tackle. But I'll tell you right now, Neil Possett, he was 60% a year ago. He's now 8 of 11 in this first quarter. That was a great throw over the middle.
Yeah, they keep running those little slants and little posts, and as I was saying a minute ago with these receivers, they're right on the mark on their routes, and Possett's giving it right to him, hitting pinpoint accuracy. It was a player I was talking about earlier in the game. He's going to be the difference for Georgetown, and so far he's showing that.
So Morrell and Souter and a T in the backfield. They give to Souter, tries to bounce outside, and he'll get past the defender and walk into the end zone for a Georgetown touchdown. An impressive drive by Georgetown, and they will score the first point of the season. They go up 6-0 with a point after coming.
Another one of those little deception running plays that got them on the board first that we were talking about earlier.
Josh Depp, freshman kicker. First point after attempt. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is also good. Timeout on the field with 54 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Our score, Georgetown 7, Ohio Medical nothing. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AME 20.
Nationwide Children's Hospital Sports Medicine provides a unique understanding of the physical demands placed on today's athletes. We're specially trained in prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of injuries in recreational, competitive, and elite athletes. We also have a comprehensive team of specialists completely dedicated to the care and management of concussions. Our goal is to give every athlete the opportunity to perform at the highest level. To include Nationwide Children's Sports Medicine on your team, call 355-6000 or visit nationwidechildrens.org/sportsmedicine.
Update from the studio. Walsh off to a good start. They lead Edinburgh 7-6 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. And Finley leads Urbana 9-0 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Now back at the Toyota Stadium.
The Georgetown Tigers have a 7-0 lead here after an impressive second possession of the game for them. They had their initial possession. They had a fourth down, turned it over on downs. And here, they end up with a very nice scoring drive. And they will take the early lead. 10 plays, 68 yards, and 5 minutes and 4 seconds on their scoring drive. And they will be kicking it off. Panthers trailing here 7-0 with 54 seconds to play in the first quarter. Depp has it teed up on the far hash mark. His first kickoff went about 5 yards deep in the end zone. Panthers have flip-flop Johnson and Mark Nichols. They want it in Nichols' hands. A shorter kick this time, and he'll run up on it on the 7-yard line, right on the numbers. 20, 25, 30, out to the 35 and to the 38, and the only Panthers ever returned a kickoff for a touchdown. Mark Nichols will carry it out to the 38-yard line. Our flyover is a smidge late.
That's right.
Low-hanging helicopter right now. All right, 48 seconds to go, partner, here in the first quarter. Not a good start offensively. Again, you have a long 50-plus yard run erased on a holding penalty on the first play from scrimmage, and Panthers don't have a first down to show for it here in this first quarter.
And that's what's going to be really important about this drive here, is to put together a couple first downs and keep the defense off the field and try to get something on the board.
Mark Miller out of the pistol on first down, hands to Brandon Schoen, who slips and falls on the field turf at the 37-yard line. That's going to be a loss. In fact, they'll mark it back at the 36, so a loss of 2 on the play for Brandon Schoen. Turf has only one season under its belt. Panthers get right back to the line. Quick little throw to Des Stewart, 40, and he'll make his way out to the 43-yard line. Well, that's something they've seen there. The Tigers were ready to huddle defensively, and the Panthers went right to the line of scrimmage, and Miller, a quick flip out to Stewart. Still going to be third down, though. Good awareness by the defensive back to end up making the tackle. Now four wide receivers and a diamond near side. Miller going to throw a ball over here to the left, up into the air for Stewart, and he caught it at the 35-yard line. What an acrobatic catch by Des Stewart. And the Panthers have their first down of the game.
That's a momentum shifter right there. Todd with Stewart reaching up like that over the defense. They stacked four receivers on the near side. They threw to the left side to Stewart. Reeled that in, maybe give him a little momentum.
Got a quick throw out here to Ronald McLeod. He's got a little bit of a seam. 20, 15, 10, and down to the 7-yard line. A flag comes in, likely to be face mask, and the tempo right now for the Panthers, it is completely shifted right back to the line of scrimmage.
This is exactly what they needed. They needed to come out here firing. They needed to come out here swinging and go to this hurry-up offense. I really like what I've seen. It looks like they've been practicing it. A lot of times when they go, it's go to that hurry-up offense. It gets sloppy, but this looks pretty tight so far.
That is the final play of the quarter, although the officials are saying you've got to come back out here, as I'm not sure if there will be, because of a defensive penalty, quarter maybe can't end. I'm not sure here. Both teams have recognized that it's the end of the quarter. There will be one untimed down here to end the first quarter, so the Panthers will run one more play. And they'll have it inside the 10, just like that. A great catch by Dez Stewart. And then the quick tempo, Ronald McLeod, who we all feel is going to have a huge year this year for the Panthers. He had three 100-yard receiving games a year ago for ODU. And so the Panthers will have it first and goal at the 3-yard line, trailing 7-0 on what will likely be the final play of the first quarter, an untimed down. Panthers will have McLeod and Stewart line up to the right. They'll be heavy right on the offensive line with Weeks lining up there and Brandon Schoen standing on the 10. Miller out of the pistol, turns, gives to Schoen, sweeping to his right, and he's hit in the knees right at the 5 and down at the 3. Ending our first quarter of play. Panthers are knocking on the door. Georgetown with the lead. Timeout on the field. As we played one quarter, it's the Georgetown Tigers 7, Ohio Dominican nothing. Back with second quarter action after this timeout on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here in the studio, more scores from around the GLIAC. Walsh tied with Edenborough, 7-7, 4:36 to go in the first quarter in that one. Finley out to a 12-0 lead over Urbana with 2:06 left in the first quarter. And Carson Newman leads Wayne State 14-7, 4:01 left in the first quarter. Let's now send it back out to the fellows at Toyota Stadium.
Thank you very much. 7-0 Georgetown to lead here at the end of one quarter play, but Ohio Dominican has got the ball right on the Georgetown doorstep here as they will have second down and goal and just inside the 5-yard line. Total offense at the end of one quarter, 108-75 in favor of Georgetown. And the Panthers will spread it out a little bit here and go back to the pistol. Now to our left. Inside the 5, second down and goal, first play, second quarter. And Miller, play action pass, rolling near side, wide open. Nate Weeks, a low pass. Did he hang on and get in? He caught it, but he's short of the goal line. Where he caught it and landed just shy of the goal line. A better pass, and it's an easy 6 points for the Panthers. Now it'll be third down and goal from inside the 1.
Yeah, that one's definitely on Mark Miller. Toddy is rolling out on the play action, and it kind of got a little ahead of himself. His feet got out in front of him, and he missed the target.
All right, right back to the line, third and goal. Miller with Schoen behind him. Hands to Brandon, straight forward, stood up, still surging forward. Official from the far side coming in, says touchdown. Brandon Schoen on a one-yard run has put the Panthers into the end zone. Good second effort from Brandon Schoen as he was stood up at the line and managed to fight in.
Yeah, we got two seniors and a junior running up there against the gut and got that second ever, kept those legs moving. And how many times did we call Brandon Schoen touchdown last year? I know they're looking forward to doing that a lot again this year.
Touchdown number 12 of his career. Brent Wally, point after for ODU. Sophomore to Hartley is up and good. Timeout on the field. 14-23 to play here in the second quarter. Tie game. Ohio Dominican 7, Georgetown 7 on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
At Sunbury Road Dairy Queen, we value our customers as well as our neighbors. In addition to being proud supporters of Panther Athletics, we host car washes for youth football, initiated an attendance incentive for Mifflin Middle School, and began a summer work internship with a local community house. Stop by for a blizzard treat at Dairy Queen on Sunbury Road, just north of Ohio Dominican University. Remember, it's not fast food, it's fan food.
Once again, we're back here in the studio. Lake Erie getting underway in 2013, and right now they're tied with Gannon 7-7, 6:39 to go in the first quarter of that game. Let's now head back out to Toyota Stadium. Todd Bell and Matt Natale calling the action.
All right, for Ohio Dominican, a seven-play drive and 62 yards. And a minute and 25 seconds, and Matt, really the key play was that Dez Stewart catch on a third down play, juggling catch as he was hit. That kept the drive alive for ODU, finished off on a Brandon Schoen one-yard touchdown run. And we are tied at 7. Early second quarter. Wally's kickoff is away, and it is a shorter kick that Devin Daniel will field, and he'll come out over the 10 out to the 20, and a collision right there will end the journey. Let me change that. That is 8. Bobby Chan-Chan on the return for Georgetown. Okay, well, first quarter's in the books now. Let's say the Panthers scored in the first quarter. Now it's 7-all. Now it's back to even. Let's see if this defense now can react and put up a stand here. They'd like to have a 3-and-out because Georgetown has driven the ball 2 possessions now.
Right, and we were talking about the jitters there earlier in the game with the first couple of offensive drives. We saw they shook those out with that hurry-up offense. Only took a minute and some change to score. I think they're settled in now, Todd.
Morrell, oh, he's hit, ball comes out, and it's recovered by the Panthers, and Justin Bell forces the fumble, and I believe as it'll be Panther ball at the 27-yard line. Falling on it was Paul Wesselhoff, redshirt freshman from Logan, and Justin Bell, the preseason All-American, with a great lick on Morrell that time, forced the fumble, and the Panthers will have it deep in Georgetown territory.
Yeah, Justin Bell just came up on that blitz, and he hit the ball with the shoulder pad, helmet shoulder pad, knocked the ball right out, sent the ball carrier almost into a full flip, knocked the ball loose, and we're back here with the chance to score early in the second quarter.
Ronald McLeod, Abe Johnson to the right here on first down and 10 for the Panthers. Des Stewart here to the near side. And a new back in the backfield, I believe, is Mark Nichols on first down from the Georgetown 27. And Miller will look to throw to Nichols out of the backfield. 30 with a block, 25-20. Gets to the outside to the 10. Breaks a tackle, touchdown. Mark Nichols, he's in. Just like that, one play, 27 yards. And Mark Nichols into the end zone for ODU.
To number 5, Mark Nichols.
I think the rust has officially been knocked off there.
Wow.
That looked like about game 6 play, and they just didn't skip a beat after that last scoring drive. They got the hurry-up offense, and they hurry up and scored this time around on this play. It's good to see Mark Nichols back in action, back into the end zone. He's a longtime veteran.
Mikey Snyder does the holding. Tyler Hayes, the snapping. And Brent Wally will put it up, and it is good. Timeout on the field. 14:03 to play. Panthers have scored twice in the first 57 seconds of the second quarter, and now a 14-7 lead over Georgetown on St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to the financial needs of the faculty, staff, and students of Ohio Dominican University, as well as teachers and school employees throughout the education community in Ohio. We offer great rates on loans and savings products, including some just for educators. Check us out on the web at educu.org to learn about the 30 Central Ohio branches and 50 free ATMs that make Education First Credit Union so convenient. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And we have another score update for you. Walsh University all of a sudden behind. Edinburgh has just taken a 14-7 lead over the Cavaliers with 58 seconds to go left in the first quarter. Let's now head back out to Toyota Stadium.
New head coach there for the Walsh Cavaliers this season, a new era for them, opening up on this Thursday night as about less than half of the conference is doing on this first night, and ODU has shot out to a 14-7 lead now on the Mark Nichols 27-yard touchdown reception, and Wally to our right has the ball teed up, and a pair of Tigers are back to receive, and this is a high end-over-end kick that'll be fielded in the back or in the front of the end zone by Jacob Clare. He'll come to the near side, and two Panthers are right there to make the hit immediately. That is Austin Osborne down on special teams along with Dwayne Clemens on a good special field, special teams play, and Georgetown backed up to their own 13-yard line.
Yeah, Austin Osborne is going to be one to keep an eye on this year, Todd, for Panthers fans. Excuse me, worked his way into the 2-deep. Last year was a special team monster as a true freshman from Jackson High School down there on the river. I know you got to see him a couple times in high school, and he's going to be real exciting to watch and probably get in on some defense a little bit this year as a 2-deep player.
Neil Possett in under center. And on first down, they will hand it off up the middle, and Souter, who fumbled last time, gets the handoff here. And Wesselhoff will make the tackle at the 16-yard line, short game. Possett, Matt, 8 of 11, 84 yards in this first half. Again, we talked about his high percentage of completion. He's had a solid first half here so far for the Georgetown Tigers.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on with his shoulder pad there. Usually they try to fix that jersey thing going on.
Happened in the first sack, and he hasn't fixed it.
No,
it's a new new look for Neil Pausett.
I'm a little distracted by that.
Pausett to throw, and a deep ball downfield after a fake punt. He's got a fake pump. He's got his man and a catch at the 35-yard line. Billy Aiken will make the tackle, and Bobby Chan-Chan, a freshman who not on their two deep, has come through with a good first half for them.
Yeah, man, this passing game, Todd, is a well-oiled machine. I can see why they threw for 3,200 yards last year, and Pausett had 28 passing touchdowns. I mean, it is just pinpoint spot on. And the defense is really going to have to buckle down here. They don't want to really blow this lead with all this momentum they've got.
Out to the 35, Souter on the first down run, slips through, and finally is brought down at the 40-yard line. Mason Sawicki, a freshman out of Dublin Scioto High School, will make his first collegiate tackle. He's a backup defensive tackle, and that's an area where the Ohio Dominican is going to have to very quickly gain some depth. They lost Tyrone Patel for at least the first half of the season. It would have been a starting defensive tackle to a foot injury. So he is out, and they're going to have to find some depth at that interior of the defensive line. And Mason Sawicki stepping in to make that tackle. Second down and 5, and Pausett to throw. Pressured by Omame. Now from behind, running for his life, and throws a sliding catch, but out of bounds on the play was Chan-Chan. And it'll be third down and 5, and boy, Anthony Smith had him in his sights and couldn't get there in time.
Yeah, and Todd, just to get back to the defensive tackle position, two redshirt freshmen starting tonight. We've got a freshman Sawicki backing up and a freshman DJ Purdue backing up. That's a lot of inexperience, and they're going to have to get that experience early. So far, so good, though, I would say. The defense is looking like they're getting a little pressure. They're disrupting Pausett a little bit, getting him under duress a little bit, even though he's got a high passing percentage right now, and they're hitting everything. I think they're doing all right so far.
Third down and 5. Pausett looking left. Steps up. Now Servais tries to run. Sandwiched at the 42 and dropped right there. And it is Wesselhoff and Sawicki, who teamed up to make that tackle. A gain of about a yard and a half on the play. Fourth and short now for Georgetown. They're in the business of rolling the dice this early in the season with just under 12 to play in the second quarter. And at least for the moment, they are sending in a play and going to line up at the line of scrimmage. They run up to the line quickly. Fourth and 2. Pitch it to the near side. Souter, he will break a tackle, have the first down, and stumble his way to the 48-yard line. Well, he tried to catch the Panthers off guard a little bit. Sacked everybody to the near side. Matt and Souter with a good run got the first down.
Yeah, they ran with a little bit of a hurry-up offense there. Got some good blocks down here on the near side to get that first down. 2 for 2 on fourth. They've gone for it twice, and you know, before the game, we're watching their punter, Jared Combs, punting, and he was booming at about 65 yards, it seemed like, but they're confident in their offense to convert those fourth downs.
So from the 49-yard line, first down and 10. Little swing out to the far side. Morrell puts his head forward, and wow, Warren Shields, who we know can lay a lick, did right there. Short gain, maybe a couple on the play.
Completion number 31, Jesse Morrell. Tackle was by number 8, Brad McCurdy.
So bring up second down and 7 now for Georgetown, trailing 14-7, 10:50 to play here in our first half of action. Game shifted very quickly after the Panthers were trailing 7-0, scoring 2 touchdowns in less than a minute in the second quarter. Second down and 7 for the Tigers, going left to right. Pausett throws low and incomplete. And it'll bring up third down after the intended receiver, Tyler Gift, did not hang on.
Thrown across the middle there. Linebackers on the spot, Todd. You know, and this one unit that I'm really excited to see this year, Nico Tansley, Warren Shields, Dominic Clegg, Austin Osborne in the backup, Brent Alderding, who's the game day captain today, and Martavius Lewis, who saw a lot of time last year. That's a lot of talent there in the linebacking core, and a lot of really hard hitters, and I think that'll do well in the conference this year with all those teams that run.
Tigers will need to get to the 41 for a first down. They bring a man in motion, making it 2 to the near side. Pausett takes the shoulder high snap, steps to his right, throws downfield to the sideline. Chan-Chan to catch at the 30 and knocked out of bounds, and a penalty marker will come out. And I have a feeling this is either going to be a late hit or a high hit, and this is going to tack on 15 more, and the Tigers are going to have it inside the 15-yard line.
Either way, it's not good for the Panthers. they run these little crossing patterns and crossing routes, and, you know, it's confusing the defense a little bit in the secondary and the corners, and, you know, that's how they're able to pick us apart here on defense in the first half.
So it is a personal foul against the Panthers, and so they will have it down to the 13-yard line, trailing 14-7. Georgetown on the move with 10:25 to play here in the second quarter. Well, this Georgetown offense a year ago averaged 47 points a game. Wide out to the far side. One to the near side, and it'll be passed on a delay. Hands to Souder, slides to his left. Warren Shields comes up and makes a hit and a tackle as they end up knocking him back. Antonio Smith, Dominic Clegg also in there. Good to see Dominic back into the lineup defensively here for the Panthers.
Clegg is back in, but Warren Shields a little slow to get up, Todd. It looks like some kind of, as they say, lower body injury, and he goes down again. He's grabbing his right leg, maybe his right knee. You know, of course, hopefully, best case scenario in this heat tonight on this turf. Maybe it's just a cramp, but it'd be a big blow if we lose him for the game.
Well, fans, make sure that you become a member of the Black and Gold Club organization dedicated to providing financial support for intercollegiate athletics at Ohio Medical University and helping Panthers student-athletes, coaches, and athletic department staff achieve success on and off the field of play. For more information on how you can be a member of the Black and Gold Club, visit ODU Athletics' website, or you can call 614-251-4643. They help Warren Shields off. Didn't put a lot of weight on that left leg. And it'll be second down and 10 coming up now for Georgetown. Todd Bell, Matt Natale with you here at Toyota Stadium. Seats 5,000. Beautiful complex. I mean, we're very impressed with everything about this facility as the Panthers play their first ever Thursday night game. Georgetown has never lost a weekday night game. There's a lot of things that they haven't done when it comes to losing. I mean, this is a very, very successful program in everything, including their men's basketball team, which won the NAI National Championship and will be honored at halftime here tonight, which will be a short halftime as well. Second down from the 13-yard line. Double wing look, two wide receivers, and a single back in the backfield is Demonte Smith. They play fake, pass that, looks to throw, fake pump, being pressured, rolls to his right to the sideline, throws an incomplete, as that one ended up bouncing right off of Logan Crockett, and it'll bring up third down and 10 from the 13-yard line.
There's that pressure I was talking about, Todd, a little bit ago, that I think that the front unit is getting some good pressure there on Paucet, disrupting him a little bit, but the receivers are so good at running their routes, and they're so crisp that he's still able to complete them. Nice job in the secondary, though, to defend that pass and put him at third and long.
You're right. Every time he's had to scramble around, he's ended up finding an open man. All right, third down play. That nod to the left. They've got three over here to the near side. They can get a first down at the three. Possat will look to throw. They dump off a bubble screen to Chan. Chan, he gets to the 10. Tripped up right there by DeQuan Harris at the 11-yard line. Boy, Bobby Chan was going straight across the field. If he breaks that tackle, he scores. It'll be fourth down and seven.
Good to hear DeQuan Harris's name again last year. Had a good season for the Panthers at a 1.5 tackles for loss, a couple interceptions out of Cleveland Glenville High School. Of course, the amount of talent that high school produces, it's good to see one of those tar blooders in a Panthers uniform.
Tanner Evans, their backup quarterback, does their holding as they're going to try a field goal here of 26 yards from the center of the field. And Depp will send it in the air, and this one is no good. He missed it wide to the right. So after all of that, the Panthers get a stop. Second time now that Georgetown has been into Ohio Medical territory. Once they turn it over on downs, another time they miss a field goal, and ODU will take over with 8:39 to play in our first half of action, leading 14-7. They'll have it at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Todd, I really got to hand it to our defense and tip my cap to our defense. I think that they were under a lot of pressure early. They were kind of getting exposed. And they had some of those early game, first game jitters, and they've really buckled down here in the second half and come away there with holding them to no points.
So first down, ODU right to left, leading 14-7. Brandon Schoen on first down into the middle of the hole and out to the 25. Fights forward to around the 26-yard line. Good 6-yard gain for Brandon Schoen. a year ago, over 1,000 yards. Only the second back to ever rush for over 1,000 in ODU history. And scored 11 touchdowns. He did all that in only 8 games. Second down, swinging out Abe Johnson off to the right. Got a first down to the 32-yard line. And Matt, here comes this high tempo again after junior Abe Johnson makes his first catch of the season.
Yeah, we saw it a little bit last year, but it seems like it's a little more emphasized this season so far in the first game, first half.
Three receivers near side, first down from the 32. Miller takes a knee-high snap. He'll look to keep, runs up into the hole to the 34. Ball came out. Was he ruled down? Apparently not. And this, they're going to let him on pile, and the Panthers ended up falling on it, and Geon Solomon ended up falling on that fumble. Geon, been with his program for a while, senior out of Gahanna, and he ends up being Johnny on the spot, falls on the fumble. The Panthers' right guard here, he's a backup on that right side. Second down and 9 after they spot the football. Stewart and McLeod to the right, shown in the backfield, Weeks H back to the right, and Mark Miller will take the snap. Play action. Will look to throw deep downfield. Couple of Panthers in the area. McLeod got bumped. Ball, was it caught? It was. Des Stewart. How'd he catch it? 25-yard line. Unbelievable. There were four players all in the same spot. McLeod got run over. And all of a sudden, Stewart on the ground held up the football.
Add another one to his highlight reel tonight. Todd, you saw the one there in the first quarter with the jump ball over the defender. I do not know how he caught that ball.
First down from the 26. Quick pass out to the right. Caught. McLeod, 20, and knocked out of bounds at the 19-yard line. Des Stewart, sophomore to Walnut Hills a year ago, averaged 19 yards to catch it at 2 touchdowns and only 16 receptions, has made 2 highlight reel plays tonight.
Credit Mark Miller for threading that pass too. I don't know if that was luck or if the defenders didn't have their backs turned or what. But
I don't think two receivers should have been in the same spot either.
Nope.
7 to play, second quarter. Panthers trying to go up by 2 scores as Weeks in motion. They'll hand to Mark Nichols into the hole. They've got him bogged down right there. After a second down and about 3 play, it's going to turn into third down and 1 now for Ohio Dominican. A third down play now coming up for the Panthers. Mark Nichols with a touchdown so far on the night. Miller will line up with Nichols in the pistol formation. And they'll hand it to Mark up the middle. Nichols first down and more to the 10, down to the 9-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8 for Mark Nichols. Panthers now 3 out of 5 on third down in the first half. And they'll move the chains and have it first and goal and get right back to the line of scrimmage.
First down, Ohio Dominican.
Receiver to the right, Casey Williams into the game. Nick McKnight here to the near side. And Abe Johnson to the slot. Miller hands to Nichols, trying to make a move to the 10, dives forward to the 5, and down inside the 5. Ball came out into the end zone. And what? It's going to be recovered by Georgetown, or did it go out of bounds? Either way, it's going to be Georgetown ball. Nichols coughs the ball up inside the 5. They are, wait a minute, they're spotting it at the 2.
It looked like he got hit about the 2 and the ball popped out. I don't know if it went out of bounds out of the end zone.
I think the official, his mic apparently not working. Either way, I think it's still going to be ODU ball. They apparently ruled him down.
Down before he fumbled.
No fumble on the carry.
A little bit puzzled because two officials clearly gave that touchback signal, if you will, indicating it would have been Georgetown ball. Maybe one official came in and said Nichols was down, but either way, from the surface, it appears Ohio Dominican may have caught a little bit of a break. They've a timeout called here by ODU, as it's going to be second and goal from the 2-yard line, and they just want to make sure that everybody's on the right play page and
right.
Get a deep breath right now. They don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, they've been running that hurry-up offense and just trying to catch their breath. Mark Nichols took quite a shot on that play, and it's a little difficult to see. It was on the opposite side of us here, on the opposite side of the field on the ODU sideline. Definitely see there was a scramble for the ball. I don't know what happened. I thought it went out at the back of the end zone, but they must have just called him down and caught a little break here, and they're taking their own break here and trying to line up and try to get some more points on with about 6 minutes left in the first half, get a little bit of a cushion going in the second half, especially because they got to kick it away to open up the second half.
Coach Cronin, the head coach for Georgetown, getting the explanation from the head referee. And either way, it ends up going against Georgetown. Panthers will have it second and goal at the two-yard line. And the formation will have McKnight over here to the near side, Casey Williams to the right, and it'll be Mark Nichols will be the back behind Mark Miller. And I think Georgetown now is going to burn a timeout. Panther fans, make sure you keep up with the latest on Ohio Dominican sports on the Panthers' official social networks. Follow the Panthers on their official Twitter and Facebook pages. Game updates, press releases, interviews, broadcast schedule, more, all available 24-7. And go to Twitter.com and or Facebook.com, type in ODU Athletics. Sports Information Director Scott Miles on hand here at Toyota Stadium doing the Twitter updates. And you can follow us right here in the broadcast booth on Twitter, as my handle is at TBellPBP. You're still Matt Natale?
That's correct.
At Matt Natale. Not at Santa Claus or Clark Griswold or... How are we doing so far this year? We all right on the Twitter?
Duck Dynasty. Sporting the playoff beard a little early.
A little early, apparently,
Cup.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
5:56 to play in the second quarter. 14-7. So if you have a question for us about the game, shoot us a message on Twitter. We'd love to interact with you throughout the game as well. All right, so Georgetown's coach is still puzzled.
And I think that's why they – sorry to interrupt, Ty.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's kind of why they called the timeout. It was right after Ohio Dominican's timeout. I don't think he was pleased with the explanation that the referees gave him, and they called another timeout immediately, wanted further explanation, not like he was going to get anything changed. We don't have a replay booth here in Division II and NAIA.
All right, they'll tighten the formation to the right now. Nichols stays out there working out of the pistol formation. Now Weeks comes in motion right to left. Kelke snaps it back. They hand it to Nichols, hit right at the line of scrimmage, fights his way forward. He'll be just short. It'll be third down and goal from what appears to be inside or right at the one-yard line. Mark Nichols, senior out of Newark Catholic. In his career, 11 rushing touchdowns. His first ever receiving touchdown came tonight. It'll be third down and goal. They actually spotted the football at the two. Clock winding with 5:25 to play. And now Abe Johnson's going to line up in a single wing formation. Mark Miller far to the right at quarterback. McKnight goes in motion. Johnson keeps. He'll move up into the hole. He'll fight forward. He's not going to get there. It'll be fourth and goal from the one-yard line. And a decision for head coach Bill Connolly and the Panthers on whether to go for it here on fourth down and goal. And something tells me they're going to let this play clock wind down and then make a decision.
Yeah, that was that little ace cat play that we saw last year, Todd. And I think they ran it off to the right there. So if they didn't score, they'd have it on the right hash mark to line it up for Wally and the kicker, or for the three-point kick. And you're right, they let the play clock run down. And
Panthers have called their second timeout, so that'll be fourth and goal, and it'll be from the two-yard line. And give credit to this Georgetown defense, Matt, which when you look at just pure size across the front, they are undersized here tonight, but they have kept the running game in check, and the Panthers have had two tries from right around the two, and they've gained nothing. So fourth down here, and let's see what the offensive coordinator Todd Goebel can dial up, because I have full confidence they're going to go for it here on fourth down. There's, you don't call timeout to kick a field goal.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So fourth down play. McKnight will come back out at wide receiver. Abe Johnson's going to line up in front of Mark Miller right now. Now he'll scoot off to the right into a slot. Butler is out there at tight end. Williams out there at wide receiver. Mark Nichols remains the running back. Ball on the right hash mark. Fourth and goal from the two-yard line. Play action pass. Miller rolls right. Throws. Intercepted in the end zone. Diving in front. Making an interception on the play. Maybe Brandon Truman? Not 100% sure. Chaz Morton maybe. Either way, intercepted on the throw, and the Panthers turn it over on downs. It was Morton out of North College Hill in Cincinnati to make that interception. The official did rule that it was in the end zone. It was right on the front line of the goal line. And the ball will come out to the 20-yard line with 4:47 to play. And Georgetown's defense comes up huge to keep it a 14-7 Panther lead.
Yeah, Miller was looking for a fellow captain there, Nate Weeks, and he kind of rolled out to the outside to the right and kind of just threw it right into the hands of the defender. I don't know what he was looking at.
It was a good play by the defense, and now Possett to throw on first down to his left, and Patnod, the intended receiver, falls down and it didn't complete. It was Daquan Harris with the coverage that time for ODU. 4:40 to play here in the first half of action. Stay with us at halftime. Charlie Danis will have scores from around the GLIAC with games that are already in progress tonight. We'll also visit with Ohio Dominican men's and women's golf coach Chris Steibel. All of that coming up at halftime, which is still 4 minutes and 40 seconds away. Shorter halftime here tonight, reduced by our normal 10 minutes, 25-minute halftimes in the GLIAC. Only a 15-minute halftime here tonight. Second down and 10. Souter, the carry, runs right into Warren Shields. Good to see Shields back out there as he went flipped off, well, was carried off the field in the last possession. Warren out there to make that tackle. Third and 8.
You mentioned Shields went down, got up, went down again, didn't look good. Must have just been a cramping issue. We saw that plenty in the Ohio State game this past weekend with the early season heat on this hot, rubbery turf. And good to see him back out there with the linebacking unit.
If you're ODU, this turns into a big third down play. Tigers need the 30-yard line coming after an ODU turnover. And the Panthers are going to jump offside again. A free play for Possett, but he is running for his life. Coming to the near sideline, picks up a block, throws, and the ball is incomplete on the near sideline. And it'll would have been fourth down, but again, a hard count by Neil Possett, the quarterback, and the Panthers jumped offside.
It's getting the great pressure tonight, Todd. We talked about it all first half, and getting Possett and a little bit of duress and getting him on the run, but he can throw on the run. He's got a tremendously, tremendously strong arm, and we've seen him throw 30, 40 yards down the field on the run, and most of the time he completes those passes. So the defense there is getting their pressure. They just need to turn on in an extra gear there to get him down on the ground and lose some yardage.
They'll pass that in the first half now, 12 of 19. He's thrown some incompletions here in the second quarter after he was red hot of the first quarter. Third and 3 now after the penalty. Souter in the backfield here for the Tigers, but they'll look to throw a little crossing right over the middle and incomplete off the hands of Raglan. A rare bad pass by Possett, way behind Raglan on the play, and they're fortunate that didn't hang up in time for a Panther defender to get there, and they will have to punt the football away for the first time tonight.
Yeah, and I think you have to credit that to the defensive line. They got a little bit of pressure on him, and he had to get rid of it quickly. He threw it behind the receiver, and Clegg was almost there to mop up that dirty duty there to get the interception, but our first look tonight at the punter that we were looking at in the pregame that was booming those high, long punts.
Jared Combs will kick it. Justin Bell will receive it. A wobbler. Justin has to run up on and field at his own 38-yard line to the 45 and dropped right there. And Souter, good open field tackle on special teams. The guy who's been playing running back all night, flying down and making the play. And with 3:17 to play now in the first half, change of possession, 14-7. Panthers have the lead. Had it at the goal line last possession, didn't score. This is a big offensive play for ODU after getting the three and out defensively.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do here, if they go with the hurry up or if they just keep handing the ball off to run the clock out and get into the locker room at the break up a touchdown.
All right, ODU three wide receivers. It's Stewart and Johnson near side, McLeod to the far side. And Miller on first down will give to Brandon Schoen. He'll get to the outside to the 45, knocked out of bounds at the ODU 46. Short gain for Brandon Schoen here on the first night of the season. Brandon Schoen thus far with 7 carries for 16 yards on the first half. But again, he had a long 50-plus yard run erased on the first play from scrimmage tonight. Second down. And a short eight here for ODU. Schoen remains in the backfield. Three receivers near side. Miller throws it out here near side to Johnson. Gets two blocks. 45 skids back to the 50. Breaks, almost broke a tackle to the 46-yard line. Quite at the first down marker. And you're right, partner. An eyelash away from breaking that one.
Yeah, we saw that play a couple times last year. And Abe Johnson is the type of player that's able, if he gets a couple blocks there in the open field, he's able to break it loose and go a long way for a touchdown.
Third down and one here for the Panthers. Wide outs to either side. This is Schoen up the middle. First down and dives forward to the Georgetown 40, where it is first down and 10 ODU. 2:10 to play here in the first half on WBSGAM 820 Columbus. Tom Bell, Matt Natale. Charlie Davis back at the studios. Panthers right back at it. Swinging out to Abe Johnson right side on first down 40. 35 and undercut at the 33-yard line. Chaz Morton makes that tackle for Georgetown, but a pickup of 7. And here come the Panthers back to that high tempo again. Second down play coming up. Mark Miller has three wide receivers to the near side. A little bit longer count. Empty backfield this time. And Mark will take the knee-high snap. He'll look to run up the middle. He's going to move forward, hit right at the first down marker, but good second effort gets him to the 30. And it'll be apparently a first down here, I believe, for ODU. And no, they're going to say it's still third down, so they did not move the chains.
Third and short.
It'll be third down and short now for Ohio Dominican. Miller turns, gives to Schoen, straight up the middle. He'll hip-hop his way and get a first down to the 27-yard line of Georgetown, stopping the clock with 1:04 to play here in our first half, and the Panthers leading 14-7. Three receivers right. Here's Miller. Quick throw out to Johnson. He's blown up, and they will say it's a completed pass. Panthers fall on the ball at the 33-yard line, and ODU probably going to have to burn a timeout here. Clock still rolling, 48 seconds. And there's also a penalty marker down. No, I guess the official threw a penalty marker rather than his beanbag, and ODU will call timeout with 44 seconds to play here in the first half. A bubble screen here to Abe Johnson, and that time finally read by the defender very well. And the Panthers have that play blown up, so they lose yardage back to the 34-yard line. Partner Matt Natale has made his way down to the field for comments with Coach Conley as he comes off as Ohio Dominican leading 14-7 with 44 seconds to go. The Panthers will open up at home next week. It'll be the Hillsdale Chargers coming to town as the Panthers will begin LEAC crossover play. And that game will be coming your way at noon with the 11:30 pregame. And the Panthers will head on the road and take on Northern Michigan before returning home for homecoming on September 28th against Grand Valley. And then we'll dive deep into LEAC South Division play. Panthers picked second behind champion Ashland a year ago in the LEAC South this year by the coaches. Second year in a row, ODU has been picked second. They got it right a year ago. See how it turns out here in 2013. Panthers back to the line on 2nd and 18. Ball back at the 33. Two receivers right. Weeks is H-back right with Nichols in the backfield. Mark Miller out of the pistol formation takes the snap. Play action. Will look to throw. He'll throw back to this near side for Ronald McLeod. It hangs into the air, and it is going to be incomplete. Ball was underthrown, and it'll bring up third down defensively. Brandon Lawson, who was second on their team in tackles a year ago, broke up the play, and he is slow in getting up. He has taken his helmet off, and they have gone to the knee. You wonder if he came down awkwardly defensively on that play. And Miller, that was a long, long throw for Mark, and ended up underthrowing it a little bit. There was a little bit of a breeze, but right now the flags remain still to our left. 36 seconds to go, and we pause for the injury here to Brandon Lawson, senior defensive back. This would be a huge loss for the Tigers if this is anything more than a cramp. And after a army of medical staff go out and tend to Lawson, it appears that it might be in the cramp variety, as a couple of Tigers will help him off. If it was a little more severe than that, you'd think he would have been down a little longer. Same thing happened what it looked like to Warren Shields earlier for ODU. All right, third down play now for ODU, 36 seconds to go, and you want to think about playing a little bit safe here. Try and get yourself about 8 to 10 yards and give Brent Wally a real good shot at a three-point try here. Wally a season ago had a long of 40. Right now this would be a 50. So you want to pick up some yardage here. Everybody at the line. Official starts the play clock. Game clock stationary at 36 seconds. This is a three wide receiver set, two to the near side. Miller on third down and 18. Play action pass, steps up, going to be pressured and hit and dropped back at the 39-yard line. Exactly what they didn't need was a sack on the play. And if Georgetown does not call timeout, the half is going to expire. As the Panthers are not going to try a long field goal of this distance. It is fourth down, and if the Panthers let the clock run down enough, they can run a play here. But they want to make sure that the half expires. 5 seconds. Miller will look to throw. Throws to Dez Stewart. Stewart will be tackled back at the 27-yard line, and that will end the first half of action. So, Ohio Dominican trailed early by the score of 7-0. But they scored two quick touchdowns in the first minute of quarter number two, and they have a 14-7 lead here at halftime. A Mark Nichols 27-yard touchdown reception was the second touchdown of the first half, and the first one for the Panthers was Brandon Schoen's 1-yard touchdown run. Brent Wally's kick good on both. Zach Souter, a 2-yard touchdown run for Georgetown in quarter number one. That put them up 7-0, and then again, the two runs by, or the two touchdowns by Ohio Dominican. Put the Panthers on top 14-7. Coach Bill Connolly hooking up with Matt Natale down on the sidelines, and we go down to Matt and head coach Bill Connolly.
Coach, you got off to a little bit of a slow start there in the first half on offense and defense. Defense was on the field a lot. We talked about that before the game, how it was going to be hot. Tell me how you were able to get the team to settle down and kind of shake off that first game jitters and some of that rust.
Well, first of all, this is a great football team. The Georgetown team is ranked number 6 in the country. I mean, you can't make mistakes. And I'll tell you, they've done a great job. They got an outstanding quarterback. They made some huge third down conversions. Kept us really off balance. Of course, we were able to come back, you know, make some plays, and, you know, didn't make it on a fourth and two there at the 2-yard line, you know, on one of those deals either. You know, away from home like this against a good team, you want to get as many points on the board as you can. So, but I got hands to the kids. They came and responded well the second quarter especially.
You mentioned their quarterback, Paset. It seemed like in the beginning of the game he couldn't miss. What did you guys do? What kind of adjustments did you make to kind of shake up their passing game a little bit?
Oh, we didn't do a lot of adjustments at all. We just, you know, talked to kids about getting off blocks and, you know, put a little heat on the quarterback because he's really good and you can't let him break contain.
Thanks. Good luck in the second half, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. And Coach Connolly, 14-7 here at the half. All right, we've got plenty to come your way here at halftime. Again, it is Georgetown 14, and our bigger part, Ohio Dominican 14, Georgetown 7. Back to the St. Gabriel Radio Studios and Charlie Danis. Charlie?